On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Two men have been taken to hospital after being stabbed within hours of each other in two separate attacks in Kent. Lucy has the details for KMFM.
One victim in his 20s was pulled from his car and attacked near Gillespie's pub in Folkestone last night. Police have taped off part of Harbour Street with reports of bloodstains on the pavement. Another man was found injured outside Asda in Ashford just before 6:30 this morning. Officers and forensic teams are at the scene on Kimberley Way near the designer outlet.
KMFM News.
Police say they found the body of a British man who went missing from a campsite in Australia last weekend. Aslan King, an illustrator from Brighton, only moved to the country a fortnight ago. It's thought he may have had a seizure whilst camping. His body was identified by two of his oldest friends. Sergeant Danny Brown from the Victoria State Police says they'll be offered counselling.
At the end of the day, they've suffered a trauma as well by losing their friend in the beginning. The trauma and the worry that goes along with that, and now they have two friends formally identify, one of their own, one of their good close friends, they've been friends for a lot of years, is traumatic in its own.
Another man's been arrested by police investigating the deaths of 39 people found in the back of a lorry near the Dartford Crossing. A 36-year-old from Purfleet in Essex is being held on suspicion of manslaughter, conspiracy to traffic people and conspiracy to assist unlawful immigration. Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner says it's disappointing to see a rise in the number of victim-based offences in the county. Officers dealt with 160,000 cases in the year to June. That's 8,000 more than the previous 12 months. There were particular increases in things like stalking and harassment, drug and weapon possession and violence without injury. But Matthew Scott's been telling a crime panel extra measures are being put in to address the issue.
We're not just going to look at the statistics, explain them away and move on. The Chief Constable is deploying officers in order to tackle some of the problems which you're seeing in this report, whether that is through violent crime, whether that is through burglary and through domestic abuse.
The increase is partly being put down to better awareness.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Senior Labour figures have insisted the party is committed to driving out anti-Semitism after facing unprecedented criticism from the chief rabbi. Ephraim Mervis has warned of a new poison in the party, claiming the majority of British Jews are gripped with anxiety ahead of the election. Taxi drivers in parts of Kent have welcomed news Uber has been stripped of its London licence for the second time in just over 2 years. We told you yesterday how Transport for London had said the taxi app was not fit and proper and puts passengers' safety at risk. Well, the licence also covers Medway, Gravesend, Dartford and Canterbury, where other drivers have complained about losing business because of it. Dan McDonald is a councillor in Medway.
We've really got to focus on the safety element here. You know, you can't put a price on that. If you know that you're going to get into a safe vehicle that's roadworthy and you've got a fit and proper taxi organisation driving you around, can't put a price on that.
Uber says it'll appeal the decision. An Ashford man who drove at up to 120 miles per hour while trying to get away from police has been jailed for 15 months. 51-year-old William Harris was drunk when he failed to stop for officers on the A229 Thanet Way. He then undertook several vehicles, went over a traffic island and threw red lights. A judge at Canterbury Crown Court said it was a miracle no one was killed or seriously injured. And a Kent footballer's been telling us how his life's changed since winning a reality TV show almost 10 years ago. Ben Greenhalgh from Orpington was only 17 when he got a six-month contract at Inter Milan. Even though he wishes he'd got to play for an English Premier League team, he says his 2 years in Italy were a great experience.
Let's be honest, I was lucky enough to see all of them great players play under Jose Mourinho. It's almost surreal saying it now. So at the time, I was stuck on it. I didn't even think about it. If I walked past Mourinho in the corridor, I wouldn't think anything of it. But when I look back at it now, you just realise how surreal that whole moment was.
He's now on loan at Tunbridge Angels from Dartford, and you can hear more of his chat on the KM Football Podcast at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
Cricket in Kent will start next year's county championship with a trip to Lancashire. They're playing their first match of the season when the competition gets underway on the 12th of April, which is also Easter Sunday. The rest of the fixtures today show the Spitfires will get their 2020 campaign underway when they travel to take on Sussex Sharks in May, and the One Day Cup begins against Essex Eagles at Chelmsford in July. And in football, Charlton are going to be hoping for their first win in six games when they travel to Luton Town later. Their poor run of form has left them 13th in the Championship table. Kick-off tonight at 7:45. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.